Come and hear abortion survivor Melissa Odin, Jeannie Mancini from the March for Life, and Blaze TV and radio host Steve Dace at the 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Lutherans for Life National Conferences provide valuable information and encouragement to you, your congregation, and your community. The 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Learn more at lutheransforlife.org/conference.
Planned Parenthood has issued its 2021 annual report. It's titled No Matter What. It contains some disturbing information, and one wonders, with its abortion business on the increase, how it's going to change after the fall of Roe. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Dr. Michael New joins us to talk about Planned Parenthood's 2021 annual report. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of information does the Planned Parenthood annual report usually contain?
Well, the Planned Parenthood annual report kind of reminds me of the famous Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, because it seems that the numbers change a little bit, but the message is always the same. Namely, every time they do an annual report, we see more abortions, we see more taxpayer dollars, and we see fewer and fewer actual health services being performed. So it contains information about abortion funding and revenues and health services. As is the case this year, you know, we see more abortions, more taxpayer dollars, and fewer health services.
How many abortions did Planned Parenthood perform in 2021?
Planned Parenthood did a record number of abortions last year. They did, according to their annual report, 383,460 abortions in 2021. That is an 8.1% increase from the previous year. That's a record number for them. Right now, Planned Parenthood is doing more than 40% of all the abortions that take place in the U.S.
Why do you think the number of abortions increased year over year by 8%?
I think that Planned Parenthood is just really kind of prioritizing and emphasizing abortion. We see this as kind of a long-term trend. Going back 20 years, their abortion numbers have increased by 80%, and say prenatal visits have declined by 40%. Planned Parenthood is looking to make money. Abortion is profitable and lucrative for them. And I think that's why they continue to do more and more abortions every year.
Is this increase because Planned Parenthood is simply doing more overall business? You mentioned that their other services have declined.
Actually, they're doing, in my opinion, less overall business. If you look at health services they provide, those numbers are going down. Just some examples. STI tests since last year are down 17.3%. Cancer screenings are down 30.4%. Well-woman exams are down 39%. Pregnancy tests are down by more than 14%. So, you know, they really are an organization, you know, that's there to promote and perform abortion. That's what they're emphasizing, and they seem to be de-emphasizing other health services.
Describe the government funding of Planned Parenthood and how much it received in 2021.
Planned Parenthood received over $633 million in taxpayer dollars. To be specific, $633.4 million went to Planned Parenthood out of the pockets of taxpayers. Some of that's from the federal government, some from state governments. They get a lot of money through Medicaid reimbursements. You know, those health services they do perform, they often get reimbursed by Medicaid programs. Thankfully, because of the Hyde Amendment, the federal government is kind of mostly out of the business of funding elective abortions through Medicaid, but many state Medicaid programs fund elective abortions. About 16 or 17 states like California and New York, their state Medicaid program pays for abortion. So that's also a big source of revenue for Planned Parenthood.
So how does this report give the pro-life community ammunition to defund Planned Parenthood?
You know, I think that we need to keep promoting these, you know, annual reports and just keep showing, you know, that Planned Parenthood's priority is not healthcare. Their priority continues to be abortion. And if you just look at this annual report and you just look at the annual reports over time, you see a consistent trend. They just do more and more abortions. They get more and more taxpayer dollars, and they perform fewer and fewer healthcare services. So, you know, most people don't want their taxpayer dollars funding abortion, either directly or indirectly. You know, I think that pro-lifers just need to kind of publicize the, you know, what's in this report and just make clear to elected officials that Planned Parenthood is not a group that we should be supporting with our taxpayer dollars.
Do you expect Planned Parenthood's increase in abortion to continue post-Roe?
That's a very good question. I do think that their share of abortions are going to increase. You know, Planned Parenthood tends to set up shop in politically liberal states, in big cities, and in college towns. So, you know, the abortion facilities in conservative parts of the country, by and large, these are not Planned Parenthoods. Planned Parenthood likes to set up shop, you know, where they're politically supported. So I think the facilities that are closing down in the states are protecting preborn children, these are not Planned Parenthood facilities. So I'm not sure if their abortion numbers will increase, but I do think their share of abortions will increase as time goes on.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. You'll find a link to his columns on the Talk on Demand Archives page at issuesetc.org. Dr. New, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
When we return, Dr. John Wart Montgomery will be with us. We're going to have a conversation about the Christian faith of Queen Elizabeth II and a history lesson on how the Queen and her predecessors on the throne became defenders of the faith and titular head of the Church of England. Stay tuned.
Know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Making Disciples for Life. Across the nation, students are back in school in over 1,800 schools serving children in early childhood through high school. Students are thriving in programs of excellence in a safe, caring, Christian environment taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. Connect today for information about a Lutheran school for the children in your family at lcms.org/schools.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial-A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons, or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial-A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
You're invited to Oktoberfest featuring the Waterloo German Band, Friday night, October 7th, at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. Oktoberfest features a buffet dinner, silent and oral auctions, and, of course, beer. Tickets are $20. Proceeds benefit St. Paul Lutheran School, the only classical Lutheran school in Greater St. Louis. Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org. Oktoberfest is sponsored in part by Ernst Heating and Cooling, Alton Memorial Hospital, Vallow Floor Coverings, Seavers Equipment, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, Baker Construction, Bunker Hill Chiropractic, and Lutheran Public Radio. Oktoberfest, Friday night, October 7th at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. School.stpaulhamel.org.